How much knowledge do you think we lost, Jonathan, when this happened?
Most of it, I think, George. What was left was probably just an echo of what used to be. I don't know how. Suppose our civilization was destroyed now, and there was a group of survivors. They wouldn't take on board one fraction of what's available in our world today. They'd have to start from scratch at a much lower level, even if it was sophisticated. And I believe this is what we look at when we see Egypt and Samaria and so on.
Do you believe, Jonathan, that we had this one major catastrophe that wiped out this high technology civilization around this planet? Or might we have had several others before that and something happened to them too?
Well, you know, it's interesting to speculate, but once again, I have to go to the evidence, and I'm not going to dispute one way or another as to what might have happened, but I do know that this one did happen, and it was so widespread, just destroyed so much, and left its evidence for us to study.
I very, very would like to hear your thoughts on what you think occurred.
Well, perhaps I'll try to describe this event as I see it, perhaps. As far as the physical events, I would like to do it that way, if I might.
Okay, and let's assume some people are on the planet when this is occurring.
Yeah.
What are they doing? What's happening to them?
Well, you'll have people doing business deals in the big cities. And possibly on the TV news, there's stories of these warnings about what's coming, and people dismiss it like they do today. You go to Mount St. Helens, and a lovely gentleman was about 20 miles away from the mountain, and the reports kept coming that the mountain was about to blow up, and he says, "I'm sitting here, I've lived here all my life, and nothing's happened." And he's now under the ash.
Deep.
Yeah, deep. And probably happened with these people. And there were children at school, and probably when the event began, the headmaster called all the teachers together. The teachers called the children together, says, "Go home and be with your parents. We don't know what's going to happen." And that's the last day that school ever existed again. We're dealing with human lives here that were affected and that never survived it. But what actually are we seeing? We're seeing an external force that tipped the Earth on its axis, changed the climate in a flash, reversed the land and water ratio, so it's now more water than land, virtually wiped out the world's population, and we're inhabiting a world that is damaged and impoverished with deserts and ice and still suffering the effects of some great disaster.
And buried it by thousands of feet, right?
Buried it, yeah. Now, here's my scenario. This would have generated, this force coming close to the Earth would have generated high-speed ultra-vibrations, I believe, within the crust of the Earth. And the finely tuned balance was suddenly disrupted. And under the Earth, we've got fire and we've got water basins, enormous ones. And these were suddenly broken up, and the pressure underneath became enormous as the cracks came into the crust. And the huge granite crust exploded. Jets of water possibly shooting 70 miles or 100 miles into the canopy, and the canopy beginning to collapse as water in a disastrous rain. Water coming from under the ground, water coming from above, the atmosphere.
And the sky must have been blocked out the sun for years.
Oh, yes, it must have been. And there's evidence that the Earth's crust has been violently scoured several miles deep, and water-laid sediment filling up those scours. Evidence that animals and people were fleeing together to great heights and that they were trapped. It certainly was not the survival of the fittest, George. You've got young and old, fit and unfit, all mixed up together, thousands of feet up, washed into crevices with debris washed over them. Land and sea creatures mixed together. You'll see this in France, Gibraltar, Lebanon, North America, South America, Australia, China, India, Africa. It's a global phenomenon, all driven together, all smashed to pieces.
Did it happen in one day?
It probably took weeks.
Weeks, okay.
as it kept rising and rising, and new every new day, probably the waves would be coming higher and higher through the continents. But a mass extinction in all parts of the world, sudden burial. Oh, let me tell you about this one, a whale on its tail. This one sort of tickles me a bit.
And you know, they just found a whale skeleton in the desert, in Egypt.
In Egypt. Well, look at that. It's land, but the sea was over there.
Yeah.
Up there, now what's the name of this place? Lompoc. It's a little town northwest of Los Angeles, close to the coast, but it's mountainous there. And there's a quarry been going there for a few years. They've been quarrying the, what do they call them, little sea creatures that just about comprise the whole mountain. Diatoms, I think, aren't they? Diatoms, yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
And in the middle of the whole thing, what should they come up against as they exposed the mountain, inside the mountain? Here was a baleen whale, 80 feet long, standing upright on its tail, covered by a mountain. Now, whatever did this was so powerful, it buried the thing before it could even fall over and just covered the whole thing and put it there.